Hello everybody and welcome back to Basics. We're continuing our series on fitness. Today we're going to be looking at the motivation, or as you were, the mental aspect, which is divided into motivation and dedication. There is a very big difference between the two, and that's what I'm here to make you understand. All right. Most people get caught up in the motivational portion. Okay, they listen to all the YouTube videos, which, by the way, Eric Thompson is one of the best motivational speakers I've ever heard in my life, and I do recommend him. But motivation has a time limit. That's what you need to understand. Motivation, especially when it comes to working out, has a half-life of about 3 months. That's it. That's it. They've done study after study on this. Motivation usually whittles down to about 3 months. Once you hit that 3 month mark, if you do not have another dose of serious motivation, you're not going to cross the threshold into dedication. Okay, dedication is pretty much infinite. All right, it just keeps going. This is where you see people who are extremely fit. It is part of their lifestyle, it is part of who they are, which I highly recommend that it become part of everybody. Because out of everything, this is probably the best habit you could ever have. Okay, if you ever heard of a gym rat, that's what you want to be. And if that's what you're aspiring to be, is a gym rat, for whatever reason, then here's what you have to understand. Crossing this threshold right here, crossing over from motivation to dedication, is going to be one of the most mentally difficult things you need to do. It will take you approximately up to between 6 months and a year from the 3 month mark to go from motivation to dedication. At this point, your mind is going to be fighting you because your mind, your body wants things to go easy and smooth and nice. And life ain't that way, people. I'll tell you that right now. It's going to beat the living piss out of you. Now, if you're physically able to handle the beating, going to make life a lot easier. And this is extremely important. Now, the motivation, a 3 month mark. A lot of people will go back to like my first video when I showed the five steps, and they will time it out to 3 months. And they will reassess so they have a new set of motivation. That's fine. If that's the way you want to operate, that's fine. Everybody is different. We're generally the same, but there are differences with everybody, every single person. So, crossing this point, it has to become part of you. You have to tell yourself every day, I'm going to do this. I actually forget going to do it. I have to do this. Now, I'll go in, I have another channel called Simple Truths, and I go into that, words you don't want to say. Now, when you are actually fully dedicated, a lot of the things that can stop you won't even faze you anymore. And one of the biggest ones is down here, haters. Haters, people who are jealous. You will catch these toxic motherfuckers everywhere. They could be family members. They could be your spouse. Hell, they could be your kids. They're definitely going to be your coworkers. Reason being is that so many people do not have the wherewithal to keep going. The only time I can say your dedication can wane is if life does not allow you to continue. And mainly that falls into because you got hurt. I got hurt. I got hurt bad. That's why I had to stay out of the gym. It sucks. For a former gym rat who used to spend 2.5-3 hours a day in the gym, it freaking sucks. Plus, I hate being fat. Regardless, your haters, fuck them. They can go to hell. They want you to fail to make themselves look better. That's not your problem, making them look better. If you think it's your job to make them look better, you're mental acuities are so fucked up right now. When you go to the gym, it is about you. You are making yourself better. Why? Because you want to. You want to be able to look in the mirror every morning and be like, yeah, okay, yeah, that new regimen's working out. I'm starting to see my delts or my abs real good. Oh yeah, look at these quads, man. Whatever it might be. Like I keep saying, for a lot of people, it's losing weight. You want to be able to look in the mirror and, oh, I can see that I've lost weight. Oh, what's my weight? Holy crap, I'm down another 5 pounds. That's awesome. The people around you are going to see it. And they're going to try and stop you at this point. At this point, you can't hear them. You can't. You are completely blind. You might get a couple people, well, why would you start that? You don't need to do that. You're body positive. Fuck off. Okay? And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for that. What, you don't think I'm body positive? You can be happy with your own body. Doesn't mean I have to be happy with your body. Doesn't mean I have to be exactly like you. That's not my problem. That's your deal. You go take your deal and you deal with it yourself. And if that's upsetting for you, you can cry me a river, or build a bridge, cry me a river, and I just screwed that up. Never mind. If you don't know where I'm going with that, look up Terrence Pop. Regardless, once you get to this point, this is where they are going to try and break you. This is where the haters are going to start getting into your head. Because at this point, your motivation is going to be down in the shithole. And you're going to be sitting there wondering, how am I going to be able to keep going with this? You tell yourself you will. I will be in the gym. I will make that run. I will swim these laps. I will do this. That's how you deal with it, and that is how you cross over to dedication. And once it becomes part of your life, these people, they're not there anymore. You've cut them out. You've told them to shut their mouth. Or you've simply slung it back in their face. Make sure, if you deal with one of these haters, one of these jealous pieces of shit, you, once you've made your progress, you call them out on it. And I'll tell you what, don't be surprised if a fight breaks out. Because they're going to try and be the alpha male or alpha female of that group. How dare you say that to me? Whatever. At that point, it doesn't matter. You have crossed into this line. And this, the dedication, that's what you want. Once you have that, you have not only improved your body, but you have improved yourself to a degree you don't even understand yet. It is so important, I can't stress it enough. When you get there, not here, but when you get here, you get also another thing. You get respect. And you can stand a whole lot taller with respect. Well, that's it for me. This is your crazy uncle. I'm out.